We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7, The Fan. A lot going on today. A lot of truth to be told about the Washington football team, about their playoff chances, about their big win in Vegas, about their chances this weekend against Dallas, and about what to expect with that stadium come Sunday at 1 o'clock. To help us sort it all out, let's go to the BetQL guest line. Bet smarter, beat the books, download the BetQL app. Let's talk to our friend Mr. Pete Haley, NBC Sports Washington, the Washington Football Talk podcast. Peter, what's up, buddy?
Hello, JP. Hello, Brian. JP, what up, man? I know I'm sure a lot of people have commented on this, but it sounds like it hurts for you to talk. Not that just that you don't have a voice, but like it's painful. So just know my thoughts are with you as you recover.
I'm much better today than I was yesterday. I think I'm like...
Yeah, he's better today. Still not good, okay. But he's better.
Yeah, you sound like you're 85.
Yesterday was tough. Okay. You also caught me in a moment I hadn't had any water. But I'm doing all right. What do you think of Washington's chances to win this game Sunday?
I love their chances. And I know football is very much based on your opponent and how you match up with them. But Washington right now, I'm just caring more about what they're doing versus whoever they're playing. They're in such a rhythm right now. And I feel like the things they do are able to handle any opponent, no matter what kind of offense or defense they're playing against. No NFL defense likes having to tackle a running back the size of Antonio Gibson 25 times a game. And no NFL offense likes to face a defense that plays disciplined coverage, prevents big plays over the top, and sends well-timed blitzes from all over the place that feature linebackers here and a safety coming there and defensive tackles busting up the middle. So I love Washington's chances. And I just think there's a really serious confidence that starts with Taylor Heinicke, but is being spread throughout the team, and it's being spread to its stars, but it's also being spread to third stringers and fourth stringers who are just kind of caught up in this rush right now. So I think Washington, you know, the word I use is invincible, and I say that kind of sarcastically, kind of as a joke, but I think it's also a little bit true that they just think they're going to go into whatever stadium, no matter the circumstance, and beat their opponent right now. And that's a very dangerous feeling for a squad to have.
You've watched this team throughout the season, and you watch them in the last few games or so. When you play against a team with as many weapons as Dallas offensively, does that make you wonder or worry any?
Sure, it makes me wonder. I think some of the teams they've beaten in the streak, the Panthers, for example, and the Seahawks had offenses that weren't exactly threatening, but the Raiders, I know they don't have the same names that Dallas has, but they were an offense that lived on 20-plus air yard passes, and Washington held them to just two on Sunday. And the Bucs, I know they're missing Antonio Brown and Gronk, but you have the best quarterback of all time and two damn good 1A and 1B receivers, and Washington held their own against them too. So I think Washington, look, this is a defense that's missing two of its biggest names, but this was also a defense that we expected to be able to handle some of the league's best offenses and be some unit that could carry this whole franchise throughout the season. And right now they're playing that way. So yes, Dallas's weapons do worry me, but at the same time, Washington's defense is stout. It's strong and it's playing disciplined. And again, I think that's something that they should be able to hang their hats on no matter who they're playing.
Well, I tell you what, they're going to need Landon Collins back. The team just announced that Kalik Hudson is going on the IR. He hurt his ankle in the game against the Raiders. Collins, McKissick, listen, they beat the Raiders and it's a good win, but that was pretty dicey down the end. It wasn't, I don't think it was Heinicke's best game. They're just running the ball so well. Dallas can score at a much higher pace, maybe necessarily than they've been doing lately. Are you at all concerned that Dallas will view this as a opportunity for them to get their act together?
Definitely. And I think Dallas having the extended rest, and of course, Dak is far better than Taylor, and this is a very prolific offense. So while Washington's defense has been able to hold their opponents in the teens during this winning streak, we haven't had to see Washington necessarily keep up in a scoring match. You know, they when they beat the Bucks, they won 29-19, but it wasn't 32-29 like we thought. So can Washington keep up with Dallas if this defense isn't rolling? We haven't seen this this rushing attack. You know, it's great. It helps in so many ways, but is it able to transition into a passing attack when the other team's offense is lighting it up? That's probably the one thing I'm skeptical of. Like the rushing attack, you win the time of possession, you keep your defense fresh, but if you go down 10-3, then all of a sudden you have to divert from that plan. We don't know if Heinicke can do that. We know he's got good players in McLaurin and Samuel, et cetera, but there is a formula they're using, and we haven't seen that formula have to be adjusted if they go down quickly or need to score 25 to 28 points. So, look, I think this is probably the hardest matchup of the streak so far. The Bucks are the defending champs, but they were in a bit of a rut. And right now, Dallas, I think, well-rested and still the division leader, is going to be their toughest test yet. But they're passing every test we put in front of them, and I have a lot of faith that they can do so again on Sunday.
We talk about the specialists a lot, and I think when I look at this game, I'm looking at Washington's offensive line against Dallas' offensive line against Washington's defensive line. How do you think that plays out?
So the defensive ends, like the non-Young and Sweats, they're rotating in well, and they're playing very disciplined, but they aren't as explosive, clearly. That's because Sweat and Young are first-round picks and freaks, while the rest of these guys are seventh-rounders, free agents, who play maybe more disciplined but still aren't coming off and forcing strip sacks and doing all those types of game-changing plays. So I think it's going to have to be the interior, especially John Allen and Matt Ioannidis, who make those types of plays and force Dak off his spot. The run defense has been really good, and the pass rush, while effective, hasn't necessarily generated a ton of sacks since 99 and 90 went down. So for the Washington defensive line to hold up, I think the two Hills and the James Smith Williams of the world just need to continue to do their job, stay in their lanes, and hopefully we can get one of those takeover games from Allen where he has a 1.5 sacks and Ioannidis gets in there for 1.5, and maybe they can jar a ball loose on a running play on a Dak Prescott dropback. So I give the edge to Dallas's offensive line, but Washington's defensive line is definitely no slouch and features maybe one of the top two or three defensive tackles in the league right now.
Talking to Pete Haley here from NBC Sports Washington. Give him a follow on Twitter at Pete Haley, NBCS. Haley is H-I-H-A-I-L-E-Y. I wanted to ask you this, Pete. We've been talking a lot today about I'm committed to trying to make FedEx Field bump again. And a lot of people tell me, when did FedEx ever bump? It did. If you go back to the Robert Griffin, the third year, it was bumping. If you even go back to the late...
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Playoff run in 2015, it was bumping. Like, it can happen. How convinced are you that it can happen again this season?
I don't know if I'm convinced. I certainly support the mission, and I hope it comes to fruition. But just because it's been such a long time, and there's been, you know, it's been a super long time, but it's been about 4 or 5 years. And in those 4 or 5 years, there's been continued advancements in people's home theaters and the appeal of red zone and going elsewhere and just having the comfort of whether it's your favorite sports bar or your basement. And, you know, we've seen this before with Washington. And I made this comparison earlier, but it's not apples to apples, because when it was Alex Smith and they were 6-3, that wasn't the most exciting brand of football. Yep. They weren't on this crazy heater winning streak, and they were playing the Texans that day instead of the rival Cowboys. But that stadium was pretty empty, and that was a bit of a letdown for me and a whole bunch of people. So that is still in the back of my mind, and I just think while the stadium will be more inspired than it has been probably all year. I still don't expect it to be completely filled out, or like for us to be sitting in the press box right before kickoff and thinking, damn, this is really impressive. I just think there's still a huge mountain for this front office and these business people to climb. And the only way I see FedEx really, really bumping again is if they somehow host a home playoff game later this year. I just don't think regular season, even though it's against the Cowboys, on a four-game winning streak is the time for a lot of people to turn out. It's just too big of a gap to bridge right now.
But what will it take? I mean, I know we always say winning cures all, but I look at this whole situation, and it seems to be more than just about the football. And what will it take for people to really start coming back to the same? And a lot of your counterparts, you know, you millennials, y'all don't like to just go places and sit down. So,
yeah, there's something to that. And what will it take? Extended winning for sure matters, not just a month or so. There's plenty more that needs to be done. But I was thinking when I was at the Raiders game, and I'm going to write a story about this, like that stadium is beautiful, it's new, all that stuff. But it wasn't the stadium that made the difference to me. It was more the experience. And I get it that Las Vegas is a unique city that is going to be completely different than whatever Virginia or Maryland suburb this new stadium ends up in. But that game was fun. They had music the entire time. They were doing crazy strobe light effects. Every time out, there was something going on. The PA announcer would come on at various times during important plays in the game and yell, just go Raiders. And every fan would lose their mind. Like, they made sure fans stayed engaged, even if the game wasn't that exciting. And you felt it. And, like, I was sitting in the press box, like, jealous of those fans. When I'm in FedEx Field, I'm not jealous of the fans. So it's not just the stadium needing to be $1 billion and gorgeous and have great seats and great viewpoints. It needs to have tradition and fun and excitement, and FedEx has been missing that. So I think that's an ingredient that certainly needs to be included, Brian.
Well, it's a good point because – I mean, Vegas is obviously Vegas, and everything's going to be over the top and like a Broadway show. But go to Baltimore, and just the stuff they do in between timeouts, it's simple. Like, just have fans do contests. Like, all these things are simple. There are simple things to do that could make the experience way more fun. Not to mention, don't have water start leaking out of various parts of the stadium.
Yeah, it did. Like, that's certainly important. And another thing I noticed, too, and this is hard for Washington right now because they have a temporary name, but whenever they settle on the new name, and this, again, it's also kind of an unfair comparison because there's not going to be any history with that name, but still, everywhere you looked, you saw that Raider and his eye patch and his swords. It was on water bottles, popcorn bags,
yeah.
Every piece of surface they had in that stadium. They were reinforcing their history and their branding, and it like made me want to buy a Raiders shirt and be a part of it. Washington, whenever they get this new logo, people are going to have to embrace it. They're going to have to warm up to it. Put it everywhere you can and make it feel like this is the team's home. And if you're wearing something else, make it feel like you're violating or trespassing. So I really was impressed by how the Raiders fostered an environment and not just, you know, you can build a new stadium, but it needs to have personality. And Allegiant Stadium, despite being a year and a half old, I felt like it had a lot of personality.
That thing was branded like hell. You're right.
As I was told, they didn't care if you were a Washington fan or a Las Vegas Raiders fan. There was a towel and a bottle of water in your seat.
Right. Don't only give out 10,000 towels.
All I've been saying was give people something. Water and some towels with your logo on it is never going to hurt. Not your bottom end.
And how much can that cost you? 30 grand?
Not too much, I don't think.
It won't cost so much where it's going to hurt the bottom line. I promise you that.
Last one, Pete, before we let you go. I don't know in your lifetime, honestly. I mean, the best team you ever saw was probably the 2006 Redskins. Does Dallas Week do a lot for you?
I really want it to. And I, you know, there have been good memories with Sean Taylor blocking the field goal and Moss having that catch and RG3 and Thanksgiving. Like, there have been some fun memories, but I'm more calling it Dallas Week because I know that's what I'm supposed to say and that's what everybody else around me, like, you know, the previous generation, it really means something to them. So I just kind of want to latch onto it. But if I'm honest, no, it's an important game. It's a fun game because it's the division leader, but I'm not necessarily drumming up any extra passion because it's Dallas Week. And that's, I think the rivalry has taken a hit because Dallas has dominated so much recently. So hopefully, last year was great, but they beat two backup quarterbacks. Maybe this year beating Dak Prescott and being in a heated division race can do something more. But Dallas Week to me, whether it's kind of the same as Philly Week or Giants Week, it's just an NFC East matchup, sadly.
Make FedEx bump again. Thank you, Pete. We'll talk to you soon, bud.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon as well.
Hi, brother.
That is Pete Haley from NBC Sports Washington. Give him a follow at Pete Haley, NBCS. 20 minutes, we're going to hear from Ron Rivera this morning on with the Junkies. Next, we're going to take your calls. Does Dallas Week mean what it once did?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.